tonight. Amen. Now, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Good to be back home. Amen. We missed the pastor tonight. We pray that he'll have safe travel tonight down to convention. But we're here tonight, and let's have a wonderful service here tonight. Amen. How many knows that God can be right here tonight and bless us in every need that we have? Amen. I believe that. I believe in if we're hungry and if we're thirsting for it, amen, I believe that we will receive. Amen. You've got to believe that. Amen. And we don't always know what will happen. One preacher said, when you have too many facts, then you don't have faith. Amen. You don't need faith when you got all the facts. But when you're surprised, when you don't know what's about to happen, that's when faith comes into play. Amen. And so we don't know if this service was lined out in an outline or in a program. Amen. We wouldn't need no faith. But because we don't know what God is going to do here tonight, we need to have faith and believe that he will do something here tonight. Amen. But it's good to be here. If you have your Bibles, let's stand tonight for the reading of his word. Good to see everybody out to the house of God tonight on Thursday night. Amen. And I hope you come expecting to receive from him. Amen. Makes it a lot easier when we don't have us preachers, when we don't have to prime up the people, but they're already set and ready to go. Amen. And I love this church. I love our church. Amen. And you're a bunch of great people. Amen. And you're hungry for God. I tell you, you know, we visit a lot of churches. And you don't usually see how this church responds. I'm not just saying that because it's my home church. But you really don't see a lot of churches respond in the altars like we do here. Amen. And that's just by God's help. Amen. Not to pop up anybody or pump up anybody. But that's because God's help and people are hungry for God. Amen. And my prayer is that we could see better responses in the altars. Amen. I'm looking for a good response here tonight. If you have your Bibles, let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 17 tonight. 1 Kings chapter 17, feel like the Lord's laid a message on our heart. And we want to preach about this subject tonight, and I hope it will help you. And Brother Bryant, talking about that oil, his wife getting out that oil, and I was thinking, man, that's funny because that's exactly what I'm going to be preaching on tonight. Amen? And I just appreciate that. But let's get right in this tonight. 1 Kings chapter 17. Before we read, let's ask the Lord to help us over the reading and preaching of his word. Good to see my cousin, Brother Mabe. Will you lead us before the Lord in prayer tonight?
Of God here tonight. God, we give you all the praise and all the honor in Jesus' name. God, help us tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen. Remain standing. 1 Kings chapter 17. And then after we're done reading, we're going to, not at first, but later on, we're going to look at 2 Kings chapter 4. So if you want to follow along, you can turn there after we're done reading. But 1 Kings chapter 17, let's begin reading verse number 8. It says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Get that right there. She said that, you know, I'm going to dress it, and I'm going to make this cake, and that we are going to eat it, and then we're going to die. But we'll find out something happens later on. Amen. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Wait a minute, she just said we may eat it and die. But all of a sudden we see that they're eating many days. Amen. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. My, amen. Glory to God. I feel like preaching tonight. And I want to preach to you on the subject, the cruise that never fails. Amen. And while you're being seated, shake your neighbor's hand and tell them the cruise that never fails. Amen. Glory to God. In this chapter 17 that we read tonight, this is a very busy chapter. And it opens up with Elijah appealing to Ahab, the king at this time. And he is letting him know that there was not going to be any rain for several years. Amen. That they were going to go through a terrible and horrible drought. Amen. But one thing sticks out to me, and this ain't part of my message, but it says that he went to Ahab. He appealed before Ahab. Ahab was the king, amen, and Elijah was just a prophet. But let me tell you that you can stand before any man if you stand before God first, amen. Glory to God. And so he tells Ahab all of these news, amen. And then God sends Elijah down to the brook Cherith, amen. And this was where he was going to feed them. He was going to send ravens by to feed Elijah, who was hungry at this time. And he was going to let them drink of this brook, amen. But then there comes the time where the brook is dried up, amen. And there had not been no rain in that land. Glory to God. They were in a terrible drought. And then all of a sudden, God reaches down and speaks to Elijah and says, go down to Zarephath. Amen. I've sent you there. There's a widow woman there, and she's going to give you what you need to survive. Amen. How many knows that God will always take care of his people? Amen. No matter how dark the times may look, no matter how bad the drought may be, God will always take care of his people. Amen. We can relate to this tonight because we too are living in a drought. Amen. You can look around. You can see that people are not as hungry as they used to be for God. Amen. There is a drought, a spiritual drought. People are needing rain, but they're going to different things. They're going to different people than appealing to God for rain. Amen. They're not trusting on God anymore. They're trusting on what man can give them. Over that God, it's a drought that we're living in. And because of this spiritual drought, sin is growing more and more wicked every day. Amen. There is little kids that are exposed to perversion. Amen. Let me say it that way. At a young age, they're exposed to perversion. Amen. That's a terrible fact, but it's the day that we're living in. It's the drought that we're living in. But I want to encourage you tonight, by the time I'm done with this message, that none of us, neither one of us, should be discouraged, but we should all be encouraged. Amen. Because we're going to find out tonight that the cruise have never failed. It hasn't failed yet, and it will never fail now. over that God. Hallelujah. So Elijah comes down and he finds this widow woman in Zarephath. And Zarephath, the name means refinement. Amen. They were getting ready to have a revival in Zarephath. Amen. There was getting ready to be some refining going on. They were getting ready. This city, amen, was getting ready to be exposed by God. Amen. Exposed to God. Glory to God. And so this widow woman, what does he do here? He finds this widow woman. She's gathering the sticks. Amen. What is she doing? She is working. She's taking the steps necessary. Oh, glory to God, to have life and to have life more abundantly. Glory to God. I want to tell you that we've got to follow these same steps that this widow woman took if we're going to survive in this drought that we're living in. Glory to God. She thought that she was gathering their sticks. She thought that her and her son were just going to eat and then they were going to die. Oh, glory to God. But she was getting ready to wake up and realize who's in her presence, and it's a man of God that has good news for her, that come to tell her that they don't have to die after one meal, but they can eat many days after. I've come to tell you tonight that don't worry about dying. You can live here tonight. I say you can live, over to God, for the rest of your life if you will live for Christ. Over to God, you can have life and have life more abundantly. So the first thing she did good, she was working. She was active. Yeah. Glory to God. If you're going to live, you're going to have to get up and do some work. You're going to have to stay active. Amen. Glory to God. I believe there was probably people just sitting around. There was probably some people just holding out the drought. Amen. Trying to hold on, but they were just sitting there. But Elijah seen somebody doing something different. He seen a widow woman working, gathering the sticks, trying to get something going for her and her son. She had a will to live, a little bit of will to live. That's what you need to have tonight. You can't let the devil take your will to live away. But you got to remind him that I will live in this trial. I will be sustained in this trial. I will hold on in this trial. I'm getting up and I'm going to worship the Lord anyhow. I'm getting up and I'm going to praise him anyhow. I feel like preaching here tonight. I've come to tell you, we need to stop making the excuses and get up and do some work. Glory to God. We give it right down the line. Why we can't do this? Why we can't do that? Why we can't do this? Amen. God don't want to hear the excuses. Amen. He wants to see you get some action going. He wants to see you get the work. That's the only way we're going to live. I'm going to tell you that the God's blessing is not just going to fall in your lap without an effort. Amen. It's not just going to come down. Oh, it's going to come down to those who are working for it. It's going to come down to those who are hungering for it. It's going to come down to those who are desperate for it. Glory to God. I want to ask somebody, are you still desperate for the touch of the Lord? Are you still desperate for the Lord to pay attention to you? Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I wonder how many's hungry for a move of God in their soul. How many's hungry for God to reach down right here tonight on a midweek service and say, turn this place upside down and let the glory to God, that they all be poured out. It's not only was she working, but she was attentive. Elijah told her, she didn't even know. Elijah told her, go get me some water, please. I need some water. And then once he seen her obedience, he said, that's the right one. And then he tells her, give me a morsel of bread. Amen. Amen. She gave whatever she had. She was obedient. She was attentive. Glory to God. Amen. If we're going to be active, and if we're going to stay active, and if we're going to work the right way, then we've got to be obedient to God. I don't care how crazy you may look. How many times has there been people where God told them to do something in a service, and they did it, and somebody got delivered. Somebody was in that service saying, if so-and-so will do that, then Lord, I'll give my heart to you. If so-and-so will do that, then Lord, I'll get my life turned around. That's why it's so important to be obedient to God and say, Lord, wherever you send me, I will go. Whatever you want me to do, I will do. Glory to God. Will you lead me in these days? Glory to God. Be obedient no matter what it takes. Be obedient to God. There shouldn't be hesitation. But whatever he says, right down the line, you do. Amen. And see how God will turn your life around. See how God will move in your life. If you're right there every single day, Lord, what do you want me to do? There's too many people do enough talking, but they don't do enough listening. Yeah. In Revelation, he said, he that hath a mouth, will he speak? No. He said, anybody hath an ear? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the church. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, for us to talk right, we're going to have to listen right first. For us to work right, we're going to have to listen to what God wants us to do. Glory to God. What you did back then may not help you right now, but it may be something different. That's why we need to say, Lord, I'm leaning upon you. I'm trusting in your word. I know you still got a voice that's still loud and clear in this dark day. So I'm leaning my ear up to it and say, Lord, I want to listen for that still small voice. I want to hear what you got to say to my life. I want to always somebody praise them in this house and say, Lord, will you speak to me even here tonight? She was obedient. She was active. And she administered what she had. She gave all she had. She said, all I've got is a handful of meal and a cruse of oil. Glory to God. Handful of meal, this is all I got, man of God. It's not much. But Elijah's saying, it may not seem much to you, but in God's eyes, he's saying, I can take that little thing and make it big. Glory to God. I score that God. Somebody, you need to give God what you have. Amen. Offer yourself and say, Lord, I know it may not be much, but here it is. Oh, glory to God, I may just have a handful of meal, but here it is. I'm giving it to you and see how God will do something with it. See how God will take your life up and down and up and down and take you to places that you've never been before and show you things that you never seen before. Glory to God. How many was willing tonight to give God what they have? It's not much, but here it is, Lord. He's not looking for ability. He's looking for availability. He's looking for you to surrender yourself to him and said, I want to have life in this drought. I want to live. I want to have my life sustained in this dark day. So here I am, Lord. I'm working. I'm pushing. I'm trying to be obedient. And I'm offering what I've got to you. Will you do something with it? Oh, that God, she had a handful of meal, but she combined it with the oil and with the fire. And all of a sudden, here comes something out that sustained their life in that drought. Let me say that again. She took what she had, combined with the oil and with the fire, and it made a cake. How many likes cake in this place? I like it. Hey, man, I think I could live on cake. Hey, they did. Hey, man, Glory to God. And they ate many days after it. She's seen the result of her obedience, of her action, and of what she offered. Glory to God. And God turned that little thing around and made it something that would sustain their life for many days. Glory to God. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I wonder how many days were later and they were sitting around that table and saying, I thought we were going to die several days ago, but look, we're here and we're living again. Glory to God. I wonder how many months went by, Brother Brian, where they looked at one another and said, I thought we were going to die in this trial, but it looks like we're going to pull ourselves through it. Glory to God. Somebody needs to remind that devil, I'm going to make it in this trial. I'm going to hold out in this trial. Glory to God. As I'm giving what I have, and it's going to be combined with the oil and with the fire. Glory to God. Lift your hands and praise Him. And Elijah said, the barrel mill won't be wasted, and the cruse of oil shall not fail. Amen. You know what that word fail means in the Hebrew? It means to decrease, to diminish. But he's saying the cruse of oil shall not fail. Glory to God. Glory to God. I wish somebody would hear me tonight. I said that cruise of that word fail means to diminish. It means to decrease. But God's saying that that cruise of oil shall not fail. It will never run out. It will never diminish His power or its availability. But it's always for those who are hungry and who wants the oil, who wants the cruise. It shall not fail. Somebody tell that devil, the cruise shall not fail. I can be encouraged. Glory to God. I can be encouraged tonight. You know that oil represents? Oil represents the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. That same Holy Ghost that was on the day of Pentecost is the same we have now. It has never diminished in its power. It has never decreased. But the cruise is always and still is full. Hallelujah. It will never run out. It will never diminish. It will never lose its power. But it's still available. It's still got power in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I feel like preaching. I'm trying to tell somebody it's time for you to stop being discouraged and get encouraged, because the cruise shall not fail. Glory to God. Lift your hands and praise Him tonight. Glory to God. And look what happened. Because of her obedience, well, not because of that, but her son got sick, really sick. But Elijah went in there and prayed for him, and he was able to have life. He was able to be healed. Because of her obedience, because of her action, because of what she gave, combined with the oil and with the fire, she's seen a miracle in her house. At the end of that chapter, she told Elijah, pretty much saying, I believe you are the man of God. I believe that what you say is true. You know what they were having? They were having a revival in Zarephath. Oh, a sinner woman got saved. She come to know about God. Oh, hallelujah. And they seen miracles. Oh, I wish to God that we would see miracles once again in this day. Oh, glory to God. We've got to get to being obedient once again. We got to get to working once again. We got to keep giving ourselves to God. And glory to God. And we can see what God can do. We can see some miracles happen in this generation. I believe it. Glory to God. I believe it. And it can happen. I'm going to hold you too long. I got to hurry. 2 Kings chapter 4, we see another instance of the oil. That was in 1 Kings chapter 17. That was the oil was used to sustain life. Now we see it here. A woman appeals unto Elisha at this time. And she's afraid her two sons, her husband's dead. And her two sons, the creditor has come wanting her two sons. Wanting them to be in bondage. She goes to the man of God. And he said, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house?" And she said, "Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil." It's not a cruse, but we can still use it tonight. It's still the oil. And he said, "Go and borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Empty vessels. Empty vessels. Borrow not a few." Right. You know what that spoke to me? She had the oil, but she needed something to pour it into. Oh, God. Oh, the cruise of oil shall not fail. It hasn't decreased, but it's looking for something to be poured into. This is just simple preaching tonight. But it excites me because I get from this, all I've got to do, I've got to empty myself so God can fill me with the oil. Hallelujah. Holy God, but you know why we can't be filled like we used to be? Because we're so full on this world. We feel like we don't need to hunger for the oil. People aren't getting the oil like they used to because they're too full on other things. But he said, go get the empty vessel. I don't want to see full vessels. Oh, they can't be poured. I can't pour it into them. I'm looking for the empty vessels. It's time for some of you to get empty of yourself and say, "Lord, I'm emptying myself out. I want you to fill me with the oil." Oh, I wonder how many's willing to die and say, "Empty me, Lord, so you can fill me. Empty me of all the pride that I have in my heart." You're too afraid about what people are going to think of you. Yeah. People won't get the Holy Ghost because they're afraid of what they're going to do when they get the Holy Ghost. Shame on you. I said, shame on you. You think I cared that night in the tent meeting? And I'm not nobody. But you think I cared? Amen. That night in the tent meeting, I testified about it a lot because it means a lot to me. I shattered that holy roll on that grass. Got grass stains all over my dresser. You think I cared at the time what people will think about me? He shouldn't be rolling like that on that grass. It's going to mess up his shirt. It's going to dirty his shirt. And if there were people there that were doing that, oh, I probably guarantee that they didn't get what they needed at night because they're too worried about somebody else. And I've come to remind you, you need to throw all the pride out. You need to empty yourself because God's looking for empty vessels. He's looking for you to empty yourself so he can fill you with the, oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. How I wish somebody praise the in this house. Say, "Lord, I'm emptying myself so you can fill me with the oil." Glory to God. Glory to God. I wish I had 2 hours tonight. Empty yourself of all that envying, of all that jealousy. Stop looking at your brothers and your sisters and seeing what they have and what you don't have. Stop looking at those, amen, that have those things and you wish you had them. Well, if you're never going to have them, you should be thankful for what you do have. If you got the Holy Ghost, you should be glad about that tonight. You should say, "Lord, that's all I need." Glory to God.
That's all I need is salvation, sanctification in the Holy Ghost. That's all I need to get all the way to heaven. Oh, glory to God, those are the precious gifts that are given to man. Do you cherish him tonight? Do you want him more than something of this world? Do you want him more than anything that the world can give you? Oh, hallelujah. We've got to be desperate once again for the all. It hasn't decreased. It hasn't diminished. But it's willing to be poured out. But look what happened. He said, after they filled him, he said unto her, or they said, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, and the boy said, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. The oil stayed. It didn't decrease. It didn't diminish. All it did was stand. Stayed in one spot. Whew. Saying, if there is more vessels, more empty vessels, I will fill them. God's trying to tell us tonight, stop blaming everything on God. Stop blaming everything on, we used to have that. Does it sound familiar? We used to see the miracles. God help us. We used to see the Lord move in a mighty way. Let me tell my God, I feel the Holy. Stop making the excuses and realize that the cruise of oil has not diminished. It has not failed. It's only stayed until there comes another empty vessel by. Glory to God. If you've been filled up before, there ain't nothing wrong with you coming back and saying, I'm emptying myself for another touch. I'm emptying myself for another outpouring of the oil. I don't want it to stay in my life. I don't want it to stand still in my life. But I want it to be poured out on me continuously. I want it to be poured out. And they took these full vessels and they sold them. And they paid the debt. Her two sons were free. First story, we've got the sustaining life of that oil. This oil will liberate your life. Whew. You wonder why you're in bondage tonight? You know why you're up one day and down the next? Because you haven't emptied yourself and let the cruise of oil be poured into you. I feel the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will give you the victory that you need. The Holy Ghost will help you to stay encouraged when you want to be discouraged. The Holy Ghost will help you to keep that head up in the dark times. It will keep the chains of bondage off of you. It will break everything that has brought you under bondage. It may be a feeling, a wrong feeling in your heart that has brought you into bondage. Why don't you let the oil be poured into your heart and say, Lord, I want you to break it once and for all. Glory to God. There is still liberating power in the oil. It has not failed. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. It has not diminished. It's still available. It will still liberate you. One more story, then I'll close. I know you might be getting bored with me. The Good Samaritan, New Testament. He seen that person that was left half dead. What did he have? He had the wine. And he had the oil. Wine represents the blood of Jesus, for it was used to cleanse the wound. And the oil represents the Holy Ghost. It was used to soothe it and to bring fast recovery. And here he comes by. He binds up those wounds and he pours in the wine and he pours in the oil. That word poured means not just a little bit, but being poured out liberally. Being poured out abundantly. Oh, glory to God. How many's got wounds in this place? It may be emotional wounds. It may be physical wounds. I've come to remind you that you don't have to lay there half dead. Whatever your wound may be, the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. Somebody lift your hands and ask the Lord to have his way. My cut it up. The cruise of oil has not failed. My cut it up. Sister Brian, she took that oil out. She was that good Samaritan the other day. I'm just using that because they mentioned it tonight. She took that oil out and anointed her husband because he had a wound. He needed a healing. But she had the right stuff, God to God. My God, how many believes in healings? How many believes in miracles? You may have been hurt, wounded. You may be wounded by some individual. Let me tell you that God's here and he's got the oil. He's got the oil to be poured out on you to soothe your mind. I feel the Lord in this place. Let's stand tonight, church. I feel him in this place. He's trying to help somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost. How many feels them here tonight? I said, how many feels them here tonight? I got the trouble. I'm trying to get this across to you that the cruise has not failed. And here tonight, he's wanting to pour out the oil on somebody. I wonder how many, before you come, I want to ask specifically, if you need the Holy Ghost, you can come and stand around these altars. Or if you've got the Holy Ghost, I believe in rebaptism of the Holy Ghost. How many believes that tonight? A refilling, a retouch. If you got the Holy Ghost, the oil can still be poured out on you tonight. But if you need liberation, you need your life sustained. You feel like you're starving. You feel like you're dying spiritually. The oil's here for you tonight. You got wounds, emotional or physical wounds. God's wanting to help you pour out the oil. All of you that fall under that category, if you need the Holy Ghost or if you already have and you've got these wounds, you've got all these different things, you need to be liberated. Come on and stand around this altar tonight. We're going to pray for you. Come on, don't hesitate. But come and stand and lift your hand. If you're hungry, I'm only asking if you're hungry and you want the oil tonight. God's wanting to pour it out. I feel him tonight. Hey, I feel him in this place. You need the Holy Ghost. How many will you believe that you can get it here tonight? If you need a rebaptism, or you got wounds, you've got all you need to be liberated, you need your life sustained, come on, lift your hands and start praising Him. Lift your hands and start worshiping Him. Come on, brothers and sisters, fall in behind these ones that need it tonight and pray for them tonight. Go ahead. Come on, hunger for it. God's wanting to help you. Come on, come on. Saints of God, come and stand behind these ones that need a touch tonight. Pray for them tonight.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Pray.